Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. Coming up in about 10, 12 minutes, we'll play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. So just sit right there. Now, I want to play some audio for you guys here, and we'll do that coming up in a bit. Rob, I found this stat earlier today. I got it from my guy, D-Mac. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago when we were saluting the creators out there from Kingdom Cast. Listen to this stat because it blew my mind. The Chiefs offense in Thursday's game, they ran the ball 5 times under center on the second drive of the game. They ran it 5 times for 43 yards on that drive. Now, Rob, you would think if you're running the football successfully, especially from under center, you would think that you would continue doing that, right? After the Chiefs' second drive, they had 52 more snaps the rest of the game. They were under center for just 6 of those snaps. Now, I do think in some ways that we have kind of overblown shotgun under center. And I do think that in some ways we've kind of started to spin it like the shotgun plays don't work and the under center plays work. But I will say, if you look at the percentages, man, the teams that kind of operate from under center, they are some of the more effective offenses in the National Football League. I would also say that whatever offense the Chiefs are trying to run, I'm not really sure if they have the personnel to do that. I've seen them carry the ball 200 times from shotgun. I don't think they're very good at it, but I have seen them have some success when they try to get downhill and they try to attack the run game from that perspective. Now, I don't know how successful that's going to be this week when you're going to have a makeshift offensive line. I mean, they're not going to have their left tackle, their right guard, or their right tackle. So it's going to be a get in how you fit in kind of day. But there has been a lot of frustration towards the Chiefs offense. And I think more specifically this season, hey, the shotgun stuff that you guys are doing, it is not working. And when you see these kind of numbers, man, 5 for 43, and then you basically don't do it anymore, that kind of goes to the Sean Payton from earlier in the year. Hey, we think the Chiefs are our first half team. And once we get past their first 15 or 20 scripted plays, we think the Chiefs are very vulnerable, and we think we can go get them in that scenario. I know you're not big on the run game, and you don't see it the way that I do, but how do you hear that stat? On the second drive of the game last week, the Chiefs ran it five times under center for 43 yards. They only had six more snaps under center for the remainder of the game out of their 52 snaps. That is a very, very telling statistic.
I hear that stat. I feel like every time we have these conversations, I circle back to this point, and it's exactly what this stat tells me. Andy Reid does not like running the ball under center. I don't know why he doesn't like it. I don't know if he's fundamentally against it. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is more comfortable from shotgun, so they just decide that's the way they're going to do it. I don't know why Andy Reid is adverse to running the ball under center. I don't know. But I know that he is. And that stat just continues to highlight, man, was it an old dog can't be taught new tricks? That's Andy Reid. It's like, hey, man, do this. He did it for an entire game against the Colts. He did it then for that early game in the Cowboys. And then he thought, okay, enough of what they want. Time to get back to my roots. And it's shotgun over and over and over and over again. And I don't know the why, but that's the answer. Andy Reid is the answer. He does not like under center runs.
I hear what you're saying. I don't disagree with what you are saying. But I would say part of coaching is adapting your offense to the talent that you have. This is not a good shotgun running team, no matter how many times they try to do it. Now, I'm not saying that necessarily means that they now turn into a very prolific running the ball team from under center, but I do think we have enough evidence as we are into December that the Chiefs are a much more effective run team when they just put Patrick Mahomes under Creed Humphrey and turn around and hand the ball off to Kareem Hunt. That is the best hope for their run game. What the Chiefs have been doing so far this season has been wrong. Okay, how can you say that? Look at their record. I don't want to hear about yards or stats or one play or schedule. They're a 500 football team, and it's Christmas time. So what they've been doing is not super successful. If the Chiefs' plan is to continue doing that for the final 5 weeks of the season, somebody's getting them. I don't know exactly who it's going to be, but somebody is getting them if that's the case. The Chiefs need to focus on being a more physical upfront team. Maybe that's not possible with the injuries that they have, but their little finesse run style of, hey, pick a gap, dance in the backfield, that does not work. And in a game like this, and you know this, with the pass rush that the Houston Texans have, man, if their plan is to have Patrick Mahomes throw 45 times back there with the backup offensive line, Pat better have his Fitbit on because he is going to be taking a lot of steps. They don't have a good enough offensive line to not run the football this week against that Texans defensive line, not with the dogs that they got.
Let me ask you a question, and maybe the answer is all the above. But is this problem Andy Reid or Brett Veach's fault? Is it Andy Reid because clearly the talent he has is designed to run under center? Like, I might not love Kareem Hunt the same way other Chiefs fans love Kareem Hunt, but his value is he is a bowling ball. Turn around, hand him the football. He's not ever going backwards. He's not good a shotgun. So is Andy Reid failing to adjust the talent, or did
Let me cut you off. And let me ask you a question to your question. What do you think Isaiah Pacheco's role is on this team? Because I think the truth of the matter is, you and I were having this conversation off air about Melvin Council. I think Melvin Council was a good basketball player. He is not a good basketball player in the role that I think Kansas is trying to ask him to be. He can't be one of your best scorers. He's not one of your best scorers. He can't shoot and can't finish at the rim. But when you get Darren Peterson back and you move him to his correct role, I think you'll see you'll get a lot more out of him. The plan, I don't think, ever was for Kareem Hunt to be your number one running back into December. If he is your number one running back, I would say that something has gone wrong. Something has gone wrong with their run game. Isaiah Pacheco is going to have, what, 500 yards this year? 550? Rashard Smith has been non-existent in your run game. And Elijah Mitchell has, what, one carry so far this season? Clyde Edwards-Helaire has a handful of carries. Their run game, for the most part, has been Kareem Hunt. There's just a ceiling on what you can do in the run game. I don't care what kind of formation you're in. If Kareem Hunt is your number one back, that's not the case for... Look at these teams that you think can make a run in the AFC. That's not New England's situation. That's not Denver's situation. That's not Indianapolis. Any of the teams that you think can actually do something and make some noise, they got a little bit of juice, a little bit of pop in the run game. So I think the answer to go back is I think a little bit of both. I think the Chiefs misplayed their hand and they put a lot of stock into Isaiah Pacheco bouncing back and being the player that he was. And when it was then obvious that that was not going to be the case, they have had multiple opportunities to eject and start over and do something different. And they have just stayed 10 toes down on these four and five running backs all season. I'm not saying it just was about going to get Breece Hall, but this team has been pretty steadfast. Hey, we can run the football with these guys that they have. Man, the answer right now is no. No, you can't run the football with the guys that you currently have.
I think you're 100% correct, because as much as I don't think Andy Reid has ever been, you know, Marty Schottenheimer, you know, Tom Osborne, 3 yards in a cloud of dust type of football, when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl in Isaiah Pacheco's first year, his rookie year, the year they beat the Eagles, he was an effective runner. I don't think Andy Reid was running a different offense in 2022. In 2023, the offense, you know, was sluggish. But I remember in the postseason, they made that run. They beat, you know, the Dolphins in the frigid game. They then went on the road, beat the Bills, Ravens, Super Bowl parade, the whole deal. I remember you were saying it clear as day. Give the ball to Rice. Give the ball to Kelsey. Run Pacheco. No one else. You will see success. They saw success. I don't think the offense in 2023 was different. I think when we look at the autopsy of the 2025 season, I think one of the things we're going to discover is they, like you just said, they really relied on Isaiah Pacheco getting back to form, and he didn't. Now, to that point, I'll put a little, you know, blame on Brett Veach. Brett, you know the same way I know, Andy Reid is going to shotgun run. He just is. Like that, it is what it is. That's who your head coach is. So you need to give him talent that fits that scheme. And Kareem Hunt is a great story. And last year as a, you know, free agent off the street to become a viable part of the offense was an enormous success. But if you're relying on a guy off a broken leg, you need to find a guy who's a similar style of runner or schematically fits similar. And Kareem Hunt just isn't that player. And Andy Reid ain't going to change who he is. Andy Reid's been coaching football since the dawn of time. This is what he does.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll get back to the top story. The top story is Chris Klieman is no longer the head coach at Kansas State University, and it would appear that they are about to hire Colin Klein to be their next head coach. Let me read for you guys a couple of the statements that have come out. This first statement is from Chris Klieman. There is a press conference scheduled for 4 o'clock in Manhattan. Quote, after many deep and thoughtful conversations with my family, we have decided that the time is right for me to retire from coaching. This decision was not taken lightly and was the culmination of many factors, including my own personal health. I absolutely love coaching the game of football and developing players into young men, but now is the time for me to step away and enjoy more time with my wife, Rhonda, and our three kids. I'm truly grateful to Gene Taylor for trusting me with this program in 2018, and we have accomplished many great things, including winning the 2022 Big 12 Championship. K-State will always have a special part of our family's history, and we will forever be Wildcats. That was the head coach of K-State, I guess the former head coach of K-State, Chris Klieman. Let me read for you what the athletic director had to say, Gene Taylor, and we know that they have a very, very strong relationship. Quote, this has been an emotional day for myself, my family, and Coach Klieman. Our friendship and family go back to when we first started working together at North Dakota State. Chris Klieman has built a program and culture that embodies what it means to be a K-Stater. Following a legend was no easy task, and he quickly established himself as one of the best coaches in the Big 12 and one of the most successful in K-State history. He is a special person, and we have been fortunate to have him leading the young men in our program and being a first-class representative of Kansas State University. I will miss being able to work with Coach Klieman on a daily basis, and it has been an honor to do so for the last 7 years. We wish him, his wife, his kids, all the success and happiness that they desire as they enter into this next phase of their lives. We'll play the conversation with Patrick Mahomes here coming up in a bit. This is exactly what everybody tries to work for. I believe that this is Chris Klieman's decision. I don't believe that he was pushed out. I don't think that Gene Taylor would do that. I also don't think that even though this season was disappointing, I don't think it was warranted. I think that Chris Klieman has built up so much goodwill at Kansas State. He should have been allowed to come back, see Avery's final year, see if they can turn things around and get to the heights that I think K-State can reach. So I think this was truly a personal decision. I think Chris Klieman woke up and the job that he has, you can't do it if your heart is not 100% in it. Even if your heart is 90% in it, you cannot do that job and be super, super successful. It is a 24/7, 365, you get no off days. whether it's the transfer portal, your own team, scheming. It's not just those 12 to 13 Saturdays that you get. You're always at work. And if your heart, your health, your body, your mind, your spirit, all of those things, if they don't align, then it's time for you to do something different. It sounds to me like Chris Kleiman came to that conclusion. Man, I've made great money. I've won everywhere that I've been. It's time for me to just do something else with my life. I'm sure he'll be an administrator or do something at Kansas State University. I don't think Chris Kleiman is going away completely. I also think that Chris Kleiman can help in the transition. I mean, Colin Klein was the offensive coordinator for Chris Kleiman. Having him there, being around the program, being around the kids, there's tremendous value in that. So I give Chris Kleiman a lot of credit for acknowledging this within himself. Hey, I don't have it anymore. I don't think he got fired. I don't think he was pushed out. The relationship between Gene Taylor and Chris Kleiman are way too strong for 1 6-6 year. It's time to do something different. But I think we had a pretty interesting situation about what the future of Kansas State athletics could look like. I think Chris Kleiman saw that, whether it was with Colin Klein or with himself, and made the decision to step down as the head coach of the Wildcats. Earlier today, we got a chance to catch up with Patrick Mahomes. Hit it, Rob.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Our appearances with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs are brought to you by our good friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs started with, what was it like to grow up as a kid in Texas and have the experience of playing in Cowboy Stadium on Thanksgiving?
No, I mean, it was really cool. I mean, you kind of got that feel, kind of like a playoff game or another big game like that where everybody's watching and you have to go out there and play your best football. And so it was really cool for me. I have a lot of family and friends in attendance and going out there and getting to play on Thanksgiving.
What were your impressions of the Cowboy Stadium?
It's awesome. You know, I got to play there in college a lot, and so I always had the dream of playing there in the NFL. So to be able to do that was really cool, and the fan base was awesome. There was a lot of Chiefs fans there, so it was cool to see the fan base travel to Dallas.
Man, absolutely. When they did the home of the Chiefs, that was loud. That's as loud as I've heard it. Is that as loud as you've heard it? Is there anywhere comparable to that?
I don't know for sure. I mean, sometimes we get out there to L.A. Sometimes there's a lot of Chiefs fans that take that trip as well. So, but it definitely was loud. It was really cool to see. I mean, even seeing some Texas Tech jerseys as well. So it was cool to see that the my fans from everywhere were kind of out there in attendance.
Obviously, it's cool to play these kind of games. It's cool to play on Thanksgiving. There's an honor to play on Christmas Day. But you're also a family man. You're married. You have kids. How do you balance your job, your work responsibility, and also making that time for your family?
Yeah, I mean, I think first off, having a great wife, helps out a ton. And her being able to handle a lot of the other extracurricular stuff that I can't necessarily be there for, and getting the family all settled and everything like that. And then the only thing good about playing on Thursday is you get the weekend off, and was able to get to spend Thanksgiving with my family and everybody like that. And so obviously don't get to do it on the actual day, but having a few extra days off where I can get away and be around family was definitely cool.
I don't know if you've seen the ratings yet for the game. They just came out. 57.2 million people watched Thursday's game. The audience peaked at 61.3 million. It is the most watched regular season game in NFL history. I thought the number was going to be big. I wasn't sure it was going to be this big. That's an incredible number.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it speaks to how much people love the NFL and love football. And we've been able to grow our fan base over these last few years, and obviously Dallas is a huge fan base as well. And so it's cool to see that the NFL is just continuing to break more and more records with these games.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. I want to get a couple of college football questions in before we talk about you guys. Let's start with your Texas Tech Red Raiders, your alma mater. You guys are playing for the Big 12 championship game just a couple of weeks away from the college football playoff.
Yeah, no, it's extremely exciting. I mean, obviously, they've had this vision over these last few years of building the program, and Coach McGuire's done a great job of that. And then along with the NIL and everything like that, they've really taken advantage of the space that college football is in, and they've got a lot of great players in. But I think more than anything, they've built a great culture. And I think that's something that it's hard to really comprehend, is the culture that they built there and being able to bring players in through the portal or through recruiting and then get them to believe in the brand and what they're building. It's special, and they've done a great job of getting themselves to the Big 12 championship, and I'm excited for them in the postseason journey.
I know you were spending time with family this weekend, but I'm sure you watched a little bit of college football, and you were tracking the top story. Lane Kiffin is now leaving Ole Miss and is going to be the head coach of LSU. What did you make of this, man? It was the biggest story in football for those 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's something, the calendar is something that they got to work with in college football as far as transfers and the coaching hiring process and signing day and stuff like that. But I think it's awesome for him to be able to go to another journey and be able to keep rising in the ranks of college football. But at the same time, I feel bad for the kids, man. I mean, being able to be in the playoff run and losing your head coach. But you can't fault him, man. That's just kind of how the schedule works and how things go. And obviously a crazy story, hopefully – the kids can still go out there and live out their dreams playing in the playoffs and stuff like that. And then everybody can kind of move forward in a positive way. And hopefully people learn from this, and we can move the schedule around so that that this doesn't happen again.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's transition to you guys. How would you describe the urgency that is in the building? I don't need to tell you about you guys' situation. Is it like a playoff level intensity for you guys heading into this week?
I mean, it kind of has to be. I mean, knowing that this is such a pivotal game as far as not only trying to get back into winning football games, which we have to do, but also playing a team that's competing kind of for the same type of spot that you are to get into the playoffs. And so this is a great football team we're going up against, and we understand that. And I think guys are just coming in with the mindset of, we got to play our best football. We got to play our best football, and there's kind of no other options other than that.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, going through some of the storylines right now with the team. What do you make of this AFC that we have so far? It feels like it's kind of turned upside down for a little bit. The teams that have historically been good, they're maybe not having the season, and there's a lot of new blood right now. This really feels like the parity that we always talk about on a year-by-year basis in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've seen with the coaches that have come into the AFC and the players and the quarterbacks. I mean, it's anybody can get hot at the right moment and go out there and win games. And some of these young quarterbacks are playing really good football and winning a lot of football games. And so but we're kind of all jumbled up there in the middle. And so I think it's just kind of who can get hot at the right time and try to make a run at it. And that's kind of how it usually is in the NFL.
There are some teams that are just common themes in your career. Buffalo, for example, Cincinnati for those few years. You know, some teams that you've seen a lot. I feel like you guys have played Houston a lot over the last 3-4 seasons. How much of it is an advantage in that way that you're playing a team that you are very familiar with this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's another team that's just that competes at a high level year in and year out, and they have a lot of great football players. And I think it's going to be extremely challenging game, because, I mean, it's going to be someone that they're going to come in with the right mindset, and they're going to come flying around, and we have to match that intensity and take it to another level. And so we've played them in a lot of these big games, and they've kind of been close, all of them. And so I think we've got to come with that mindset of, we got to find a way to win no matter what it takes.
When you look at that Texans defense on film, what's the first thing that jumps out to you?
Yeah, I think it's just the speed they play with. You know, like everybody on their team, they come around, they fly around, and they try to make plays happen. And I think that's something that when you play with that effort, usually good things happen. And it starts everywhere. I mean, D-line, obviously, extremely talented. Linebackers, extremely talented. And DBs are extremely talented. And so they all play and fly around, and Coach Ryan's has them going. And so for us, we have to be able to match that intensity every single snap.
Football is definitely a next man up mentality. It looks like you guys are going to have some injuries on the offensive line heading into this one, which isn't ideal going up against a defensive line as difficult as the Texans. How do you guys game plan? How do you guys scheme to make up for some of the absences you're going to have on the O-line?
Yeah, I mean, you got to do a lot of different things. I mean, obviously, you got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to attack whenever there's chances to attack down the field, and then get the ball to my hands when I need to get the ball to my hands. I think the thing about going up against really good defenses is you have to be able to show that you can do everything. And that's something that we have to continue to get better and better at. But you give them the respect that they deserve, and then you go out there and you play within yourself, and you keep positive plays happening.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple more minutes. Coach Reed, a couple of days ago, talked about this team being close, mentioned that they are one or two plays away. You're the quarterback of the team. You're the leader of the team. What do you feel like you need to do in these pressurized situations to make those one or two extra plays to win on Sundays?
Yeah, you just got to execute at a higher level in some of these big moments. We are close, but at the end of the day, you got to go out there and make the plays happen. And so I think that's been the difference in this year and all our previous years is we're not making those big plays and those big moments. And I've said it since the beginning. But at the end of the day, you got to go up there and make them. And that's something that we're going to try to do the rest of the season.
Are you guys looking at it like you still control your destiny? I know right now you guys are not in your usual position that you are in the division or in the standings. But if you look at this, if you guys run the table, you're back in the postseason and you'll be as hot and as dangerous as anybody.
Yeah, we just want to get in there, man. We just want to get into the playoffs and in order to do that, we got to kind of win all the rest of our games. So we'll take it week by week, day by day. But at the end of the day, you just go out there and play your best football, try to win the rest of these games, get into the playoffs, and then if anybody's got the chance to go out there and win it.
Are you scoreboard watching at all? Are you keeping up with what else is happening in the AFC?
At this point, not really. I think if we just can kind of win up all of our games, the rest will kind of handle itself at this point. And so just trying to win football games, taking it, like I said, day by day, trying to be the best that we can be, and then win this week and then move on to the next week. And if we can win all our football games, we'll be in the playoffs. And then if we're in the playoffs, I can take us versus anybody.
I'll get you out of here with this one. What is the emphasis? What is the theme of the week? What are you guys really trying to prioritize heading into this matchup against the Houston Texans to get this thing back on track?
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, man, we're going to stay within ourselves and we're going to go out there and play our football. And like I said, I believe that we can go out there and win any game at any moment, but we got to go out there and prove it. And so I'm excited for the chance to go out there and prove it this weekend.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as they get ready for Sunday night football at Arrowhead against the Texans. Patrick, good luck this week, man. Catch up with you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Absolutely. That is our conversation with Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. His appearance on the show is brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to the top story. K-State is going to get a new football coach. Chris Klieman has stepped down. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Earlier on the show today, we were joined by John Kurtz, who covers the Kansas State Wildcats. We have some breaking news. Chris Klieman has stepped down as the head coach at K-State, and it is expected that they are going to hire Colin Klein. Now, Colin Klein is still the offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. Texas A&M is going to the college football playoff, so it is expected that he is going to fulfill his duties as the OC and then ultimately take the job at Kansas State University. Feels like a formality. I expect Colin Klein to be the next head coach at Kansas State. I want to play for you guys what John Kurtz had to say on what he felt led to the Klieman decision.
Frankly, I just think a lot of it is like he's more of an old school coach. He's kind of cut more from the mold of a guy built to handle what college sports used to be like. And you know, I know he hasn't been the head coach at K-State for an incredibly long time, but it's changed a ton even in the 3 years since he won a Big 12 championship. Like, NIL was in its infancy. It's now exploded. Obviously, there's the transfer portal, and he had been pretty good at player retention. But I think just this whole athletic department has been a little bit slow catching on to, like, what this is going to be like and look like moving forward. And I don't know that it was – his favorite thing in the world to deal with. Like, you're having to do so much other than just coach ball. Like, Chris Klieman is a ball coach. He's not a guy that you ever saw like doing a ton of like meet and greet events, out pounding the pavement, like meeting donors. That's not really what he likes to do. He's a guy that just likes to walk in and coach football. And I think a lot of the other stuff was starting to add up there. So I think probably like a combination of all that combined with, look, man, he's not stupid. I think you saw the emotions of everything coming out at that press conference the other day of like, hey man, I know everybody is sitting around here being like, Colin Klein's about to get a Power Four job. He's the prodigal son. If I stick around here too long and my heart's not fully in it and they miss on Colin Klein, who by the way, was the runner up for the Oklahoma State job. I think a part of this is like a pretty selfless act from him being like, I can't mess that up. So I think it's my guess, an educated guess, is some combination of all of that.
That was John Kurtz, who was on the show earlier today. Rob, can you win as the old school football coach in 2025? I feel as if the job encompasses so many different things. I don't know if you can just be, hey, I'm going to do my 9-to-5 and go home. I don't know if you can turn it off in that way. I think we see that across all different jobs and platforms now. In media, you can't just do radio. You got to be on TV. There has to be a video component. You got to do podcasts. You got to be relevant on social media. You got to do all of these things now. I don't know if we are in a place in 2025, if you want to be super successful at your job, I don't know if you can just be focused on doing that. So if Chris Klieman... Now, I'm almost 60 years old. I don't want to go on this 20-day tour where I'm going to all these small towns in Kansas and shaking hands, and I got to take pictures and do all this stuff to try to raise money. If that's not something you're passionate about, then you shouldn't be a college coach in 2025. You have to do those things, especially at Kansas State. If you're not going to be the pound the pavement kind of guy, then this just isn't for you. And Colin Klein, at 36 years old, you're at your alma mater. This is your first head coaching job. If there's one thing, hey, the moment Colin Klein is done, we're getting you on the phone with our biggest boosters. We're seeing if we can raise our NIL ceiling. We're going to put you on a barnstorming tour where you're going to go all around Kansas State. You are our biggest asset. People want to meet you. They want to talk to you. They want to shake your hand. They want to play golf with you. And those people that you're playing golf with, those are the ones that are writing us the $50,000 checks and the big checks that we need to sign the players to get us back on track and to get us to win the Big 12. So I wonder in 2025, is there still room for that old school coach and that old school mentality when the rules are so much different?
I think there is room for it, but I think it is extremely situational. And this is, I mean, this is no slight to Kansas State. I believe all three local schools fit into this, and I believe more schools than not fit into this. You got to be a little bit of a glad hander. But I think, and I'm cherry picking the one example, I don't think Kirby Smart at Georgia is some pound the pavement. I don't think Kirby Smart is in, you know, Podunk, Georgia in August doing a meet and greet with people. I think Kirby Smart is show up and coach ball guy, but he's also at Georgia with everything, all the infrastructure around him. Like, if you're in the absolute creme de la creme perfect situation, then yeah, I think you can be just old school ball coach. But I think if you are in 90 to 95% of college football jobs, you got to be ambassador, GM, and coach. And I could see someone like Chris Klieman, and we've seen him with Nick Saban, guys who are like, that's just too much job title. And I like my July, and I like being able to spend time with my family in June and not worrying about, hey, so-and-so's NIL check hasn't cleared. What do we do? I could see how that wears you out. But I think there is room for the old school football coach. I don't believe there's room for it at Kansas State.
Yeah, and this is where I just disagree a little bit. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, you're wrong. Winning gets the donors, not just the small town pop-ups. Yes, absolutely. Like, you have to win. No question about it. But I think especially when you are at a place like K-State, that is a small community kind of university, man, you got to go out and you got to see the people. You got to touch them. You got to sit there and listen to their stories about how they became a K-State fan. You got to take pictures with them because ultimately you need their money too. You need their support. And I would say one thing that college coaches and what people in these positions forget, man, popularity is a currency, and that currency can get you through some rough times. Brian Kelly got fired mostly because people don't like him. That's why Brian Kelly got fired, because LSU really loves LSU. So you got to do those things. You got to invite back all the former players. You got to reach out to those certain guys. They care about that down there. And if you're not winning and you also aren't doing that kind of stuff, makes it real easy for them to get rid of you. So that's why I'm saying with Colin Klein, you are your number one asset right now. You are one of the most popular athletes to ever attend that university. You should be pounding the pavement to try to go generate some funds for you guys. That's what the game is right now. The game is how much money can you put into your NIL collective? And when you're going up against programs like BYU that seem to have a lot of money, when you're going up against programs like Texas Tech, man, every dollar counts. Every amount counts in doing those things.
I disagree with the texter here. The texter's right. Winning brings donors.
For sure.
But even the people who are winning at the highest level, they still have to do the other jobs. I'm cross-sport comparing here, but you'll understand my analogy, Carrington. Do you know what Bill Self does a lot in the offseason? He golfs with David Booth. Like, he hangs out with whoever the giant boosters are. David Booth's the obvious answer. There are other million and billionaires who are KU fans and donate a lot to the program. You know what Bill Self is doing in August? He's hanging out with those people. Hey, I want to have a beer. Can you come down to my, you know, estate on June 11th, Bill Self, who is the winningest coach maybe in Kansas history, is still saying, yeah, you don't say no and say, no, I'm coaching ball. Now, Bill Self says no in December. Like, yeah, okay, that's fair. But you still got to do the glad handing. And I think Colin Klein has the personality and the connectivity with the community in Kansas State where he can do both. He can say on November 11th, no, I'm not coming to your event. I have to coach football. But on April 17th, hey, come to our golf tournament. You can't say no, but I got to focus on the winning. You got to show up and play some golf, buddy.
100%. And I know we got to move. I know the break is here. I want to make this last point. You know how we laugh about jersey chasers all the time? You're like, that's like a thing, right? You want to know who the biggest jersey chasers are? Old white guys with money. Old white guys with money. Who do you think boosters are? Where do you think booster culture is? Who do you think is paying for these things? What's David Booth? What's David Booth? So you can play golf with Bill Self. 100% you can play golf with Bill Self. I'm sure there's a dollar amount for a donation. If you want to hang out with Bill Self for the day, he'll hang out with you. How much you got? If you're willing to make a $100,000 donation to the University of Kansas and to help us get players, you could probably hang out with Bill Self tomorrow. They will absolutely make time for you. They will make time. Bill will text you tomorrow if you need him to, if you're willing to make the amount. This is what you got to do. Is 2025, man. You got to generate funds. You got to be a fundraiser. And Colin Klein, that's what you need to be. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm going to throw two of you guys' favorite topics into the same segment and then go from there. Rob, how many people do you think are unaware that on Friday, even though we are getting the final draw in the World Cup, we will still not know who are playing games at Arrowhead? What percentage of people do you think do not have this information? Because that's what I thought. We were planning on doing something big here at the station. We were kind of getting a group together like, hey, why don't we get up here early? Why don't we have brunch? Why don't we kind of celebrate? It's a pretty festive day. How many people do you think are planning on watching the World Cup draw and then at the end of it are going to say, wait, we still don't know who's playing at Arrowhead?
I would imagine most people are unaware that
I think it's like 90% of people.
I'm going to say it's probably, I don't think the average person has any idea that Saturday, Sunday, the news will leak out about who is actually playing in Kansas City. We'll know the group for the United States, but we probably won't know who's playing in Kansas City.
Why are they doing it this way? Like, how does this make sense for anybody? So you're telling me on Friday, we're going to know the groups.
Correct.
Why can't they then, while they are doing this and they already have your attention with a television show, why don't they then just announce where they're going to play? Why is this so difficult?
Man, we don't have enough time left in the week to talk about all of FIFA's missteps and problems. I have no idea why they do it this way. It makes literally no sense to me. They drag these things out. The best analogy I can make, and I've told you this off air, and I told Gold this once. Imagine if the NCAA tournament selection, the brackets came out, and then instead of that night announcing game times, they waited to do it to Monday night. It's stupid, but that's just the way FIFA does it. Like, in the pantheon of things FIFA does wrong, this is a drop in the bucket. This is pretty low on the problem list. That's because FIFA is very problematic.
What would you say, and I know you don't have the answer to this, out of the major countries and teams, what do you think is the most likely one for us to get?
Germany.
That makes sense.
I mean,
the Chiefs' relationship with Germany makes sense.
I'm connecting two dots here, but it's not some sort of...
You think that's why the Chiefs have been doing all the...
The Chiefs have exclusive rights in Germany, and the Chiefs have been very open about... It was on the... They did a whole episode on the Kingdom documentary about how much they love being in Germany.
You think this is a long-term play?
I think the Chiefs' love of Germany, they're going to get a hit on the get back.
Oh, it makes sense. No, I was just curious to know.
Now, I do think it's worth noting, I think games at Arrowhead versus who's housing here are going to be two different things.
Yeah, you told me about that. I don't know about that. I don't care about that. Who's playing? Who can I buy tickets to go see? Because I don't think I'm going to, like, Germany, Brazil, but I might go to, like, Tanzania, Japan. I might go to one of those. I just want to say I went to one of the games. I don't got to go to all of them. I'm not that big of a soccer fan. I don't care that much. But I do want to say that I went to one World Cup game. If it's going to be down the street, I might as well go to one of these.
Mm-hmm. If there's gonna be a random Tuesday this summer, me and you are just gone because we're at Arrowhead for a World Cup game. It's gonna be a midweek, midday. Hey, Bink, JT, you got it, boys. We're heading to the World Cup.
I mean, I already put my time in right now. You think, hold on, you're telling me you think like Brazil's gonna be playing, I'm gonna be here doing the show and not, I'm already going, Mark, go and black those dates out right now for us, Rob. We get the game. Go ahead and do that. So you guys have seen this by now. Michael Jordan recorded like a long interview. We don't know when he recorded it, but he recorded a long interview, and then they play bits and pieces throughout the NBA season. Well, we got a new installment of it. Here was last night.
You had a clause in your contract.
Love the game of contract. Right. That if I was driving with you down the street and I see a basketball game on the side of the road, I can go play in that basketball game. And if I get hurt, my contract is still guaranteed. I love the game so much that I would never let someone take the opportunity for me to play the game away from me. As opposed to now where you don't have it, players probably don't play. Now, they get individual attention with their trainer.
Sure.
You know, ready to go out and shoot 100 shots or 1,000 shots. I found that to my benefit was, go play basketball, man. That's what you did.
Michael Jordan saying, you boys ain't got the love of the game, man. Is that not disappointing? Now, this might just be, you know, old school guy always kind of ragging on the new generation. Mike was an owner. Mike was around him. Mike's still around the game of basketball. Mike is saying that the current generation, they don't have the love for the game. And the public feels that way as well. I tell you guys this all the time. I do not think that there is a bigger disconnect between the players and the public like NBA players. NBA players just come off as way too cool, man. Too cool to go to work, too cool to try hard, too cool to give back to the fans in the All-Star game for people who have made such generational wealth where you can just be a role guy. Like, you don't even got to be a Nikola Jokic, LeBron. You can be, and no disrespect, like Christian Brown, who was a good basketball player. And Christian Brown just signed a $120 million contract. Like, you can be a good rotational key piece and make so much money. It's like, well, I mean, you know, we're not going to play today. I just don't feel it's not in my spirit today. Mike is telling you boys to get back in the gym. Mike was saying that you guys are worried about your logo off the court instead of your logo on the court. Mike, we got to get these young whippersnappers back to it. Basketball is an incredible game, and it's just sad to me that I don't think people see it because of the dislike that they have for NBA players. Mike is telling you to clean it up.
Can we talk about that clause for a minute? He had a clause where he can go play basketball whenever and wherever he wants, and if he gets hurt, so it goes.
Yeah, because Mike was out here hooping.
I mean, it's great for the love of the game. Can you imagine if there was a news story that he was playing bat pickup at Lincoln Park in Chicago and blew out an ACL? Can you imagine how the world... Think about how the social media world reacted to Patrick Mahomes playing pickup in a gym. Imagine if Jordan was playing pickup down the street.
We know Mike was playing it. We got the videos. You saw The Last Dance? He was out there playing on the set of Space Jam. He had him build a gym. Hey, come here. We're going to come hoop.
That's not playing with me and you in the park. That's playing with other NBA players.
I mean, something tells me that Mike wasn't just pulling up at Swope Park.
Mike's a lunatic. Picking. I bet if you put money on the game, Mike would be there.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, yeah, Mike, sure. I got $5. I can beat you.
Right, no, Mike loved to parlay. You already know. I just want the kids to get the love of the game back, man. These kids ain't diving on the floor for loose balls. It makes me sad when we drive around the park, and I'm sure you see it, Rob. Back when we were coming up, there'd be kids outside playing on the court. Ain't no kids playing outside the court, man. We losing recipes. That's what Michael Jordan is telling you. We're losing recipes. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to get a brand new edition of Speck Says. Speck was absolutely furious about something regarding the Chiefs. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. So drive.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.